Okay. I'm just gonna play. Wait, where's the playlist? Okay, here it is. Okay, so I have like 31 minutes on this playlist. So by the time this playlist ends, this has to end. If it goes on any further, like, that would suck. So it will end like either once this playlist ends or anytime that I feel like I should just stop talking. So, okay, let's just start the first one. Oh, this is too much. So, what is up, everyone? And that's the train that everyone hears in all of my night recordings. Because now it's only 5:30, but it looks like it's like 7 outside. But no, it's only 5:30, and I am bored and I can't hear my music. I just started listening to Conan Gray. Update, you know. So I have no idea like which one this is, so I gotta check like which one this is. But oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. So welcome back, Washing Machine Lynn. This is number 6 or 7. I don't know. I haven't been keeping up, and I haven't made these in a very long time because I've been very tired. Yeah, 7. Like, oh, 7? Shit, I labeled this as 6. Okay, you know what, whatever, fuck it. So, I got back home, well, I got back to my dorm, like, 5 and a half hours ago, because, I spent the weekend, or rather, like, from Thursday all the way until, like, this morning with my dad. We went to, I feel like this is too long. Okay, yeah, like, we went to Comic-Con, and, yeah, I basically spent, like, the entire weekend with him, you know, it was pretty fun, and then, I'm pretty exhausted from everything, because, like, for the past week and a half before I met my dad, it was, like, my quarter exam. So I had a lot of assignments due, and then I had 2 exams on Friday. So that was so stressful. Oh my god. Yeah. I had one for like my required core class, which I was like super stressed out about, because like we're supposed to have like 4 assignments, okay? And then it was like the week before, like the last week of the quarter, we just finished like our assignment 3, and there was supposed to be 4 assignments, and we all knew that like the 4th assignment, which is the final assignment, was supposed to be a 2,000 word essay, and we were all just like, so are we expected to write like a 2,000 word essay like over the weekend? I mean, like, I can do that, but like that sounds a bit too much. Yeah, like some bad news. But very fortunately, like, that didn't happen. We were just told to like revise our corrections from our second assignment, and then we had to, yeah, and then we had to like revise the sentences so that like it would be clearer, yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. So yeah, that was the core assignment. I just handed it in because it's due today at 2:35:09. But hey, I'm a good student, and I did well for my second course, for my second assignment. It was like 97 out of 100 points. Like the only reason I got marked down was because of fucking punctuation. And also, I'm not supposed to like cite the dictionary because it makes me look uneducated. So I'm just like, okay, like, guess I'll change that. So I changed it, and then like, he was like, optional thing, you can like add like a research question if you want to get like a head start. And I was just like, okay, I'll do that. So I just did one, and then I just submitted it. like the overachiever that I am. Oh yeah, god, love it. Asian studying habits, being an overachiever. Woo. You can't see me, but I'm dabbing a lot because I'm so tired. Yeah, and then like the past, yeah, like basically the past week and a half, I spent it like holed up in the library. Like, I was doing an extra credit essay for my history class. Once again, hashtag overachiever. It was pretty interesting, actually. Like, I was reading up on, I was reading up on, yes, Nara and Heian period, like, social context, and, like, why people, accepted Buddhism so readily, and, like, why they shifted to, like, different, sects of, like, Buddhism, you know, like, why were these different, like, types of, like, sub-genres, I have no idea what I'm saying, but, like, basically, like, Buddhism is, like, an all-encompassing thing, and then they are, like, minor houses, so, like, there's, like, Zen Buddhism, there's, like, Tendai, there's Amida, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so I was, like, looking as to why, like, people wanted to, like, switch from one house to the other, you know. So that was my extra credit essay, which I did not bad for. I got 3 out of 4, like, and then, like, my history teacher, or, like, my professor was just like, you know, you use the phrase "the people" quite a lot, so, like, please watch out. And I was just like, shit, but you know what, it's okay, I got, like, the extra 3%. I cannot get 100% because, like, I know that I didn't score very well, but I didn't score very well for, like, some of my homework, but don't worry about it, it's all good. And, like, the exam went quite well, so yeah. And then for literature, like, I mean, it was pretty easy. Like, she said it was open book, so, and we could bring notes. So what I did was that, like, I did, like, a whole list of themes, and then, like, I just put in, like, quotes from, like, each text that would fit the theme. And then I was a stupid fool who forgot to bring, like, her text to the exam, but thankfully I had this cheat sheet, so I just referred to that and just, like, type, and then I produced a 1,500 word essay in, like, an hour, and I just submitted it. Was it good? I don't think so. Will I pass the class? I have to, if not, like, my mom will literally take her shoe and throw it at me all the way here from home. So I gotta pass. If I didn't pass that class, I'm fucked. Yes. Oh yeah, Frozen 2 is so good, but I'll get to that later. What else was I doing? I'm taking a class called Women in Modern Japan. It's actually pretty interesting. Like, we've currently moved on to, like, men anthropological texts, so working on that. But we had an essay to do, which was, like, 3 questions, and we just picked one. So my essay was on, the essay question, rather, was about how were women presented during wartime and post-war films, or more specifically early post-war films. So yeah, that's why I was in the library researching for that. Everyone thought I was crazy when it came out with, like, a stack of, like, 7 books, and then just, like, popped in this, and I was just like, this is all I have to read. But honestly, it's just, like, a couple chapters here and there, so it wasn't too bad. But damn, I felt like a uni student. I mean, yeah, and then everyone was just like, oh my god, why are you studying so hard? Like, it's just like, god, like, I could never do this to myself. And I'm just like, you know, I said the same thing last year, but, like, it just came to a realization that, like, we just study harder, like, because to us, grades are everything. And I was also thinking about, like, okay, sorry, you got distracted. I don't remember what I was talking about. Oh my god, I'm not panicking. Shit. Wait, what was I gonna say? Oh fuck. Like, I'm not editing this out. Like, this is supposed to be a free for talking, but, like, still. Okay, whatever. I read a lot of books, yeah. So, oh yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess from, like, where I grew up, like, it's always been about grades. And I was also thinking about, like, you know, in the event where, like, I don't want to work here and I want to go back home and work there instead, like, I definitely need good grades to show for that. And I'm also kind of, like, trying to build up my portfolio as well. Like, I started looking at exchange programs, and I know that people think I'm being such a fucking overachiever, but honestly, at this point in time, I have accepted it, okay? I am an overachiever. Like, I've started looking at exchange programs because, like, I was thinking, like, maybe I want to go during my second year, you know? But then if, like, I want to go to more prestigious universities, I need to study for at least 4 semesters. So I might have to go during my third year. And the thing is that during your third year, Japanese students start like job hunting. And I was thinking that, like, I don't really think I want to work here. Which is like kind of ironic because I did choose to come here. At first I did have the intention of like working in Japan, but like the more I thought about it and like the more I researched, like it's not ideal to work here because like, I don't know, I guess I do prefer like a more laid back setting rather than like one where it's just like, okay, I have to get all my work done. Even though it seems like I'm doing that now in university, but like honestly I really don't want to be like a corporate hole. Like oh my god. But yeah, like I don't know, you know what, I'll see where it goes. I'm only in my first quarter, or like rather I just finished my first quarter. Oh my god, I just finished my first quarter. But second quarter starts on Wednesday and I have no class on Wednesday. So well, what a start. But yeah, classes for my second quarter starts on Thursday and they'll be pretty fun, I hope. Like, we are changing up professors and apparently like the professor for like my next required core class is like really good, so can't wait to be doing all sorts of extra credit because I admire this professor, like yeah, because my history professor was like really good and I was thinking that like it's worth it to do the extra credit, like even if I don't do well on it, because I just wanted to kind of like share my opinion with my professor. So yeah, that was fun. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love the song from Frozen 2. So good. Okay. Yeah, so like that's what's been going on. And then like I went to Tokyo Comic Con. I watched Frozen 2, which was so good. Oh my god. Okay, I do think that like plot wise, like it's not as strong as like the first one. But like in terms of themes and like character development, especially for Elsa and Anna, like no, especially Elsa, honestly. Like, oh my god, it's so good. Like, it was so emotionally charged. And, like, when I rewatched it, I was just like, Like, of course, it was a bit underdeveloped in, like, many areas because they were trying to talk about many things. Okay, well, this is getting a bit long. But it was so good overall. And, like, honestly, I'm going to try getting my donates to, like, watch it so I can go with them and watch it again. Even though tickets are fucking expensive here in Japan. Like, why are movie tickets so expensive? It's like $15. Oh my god. And that's like college student price. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this shit? Okay. It's like $8 right at home. Alright, stop. And like, it's the most expensive. It's like $12. That's like general admission. It's like $12. And you're telling me that I have to pay $15 here to watch a movie that I might not even like. This is why you stream illegally. But like, I can't really do that here. Because like, Japan and strict copyright laws, etc. Comic Con, anything fun to say? I don't know. I mean, like, Tokyo Comic Con is a bit meh for me because I enjoy, like, the thing about Bright at Home is that, like, during the cons there, like, there will be a lot of, like, local artists. Like, not say, like, comic artists, per se, but rather just, like, artists in general who sell their own work. So I was hoping there would be more of that during Tokyo, in Tokyo Comic Con. But, like, it would seem like it wasn't really like that. Yeah, I was a bit sad, so I didn't really buy anything other than, like, my dad's Christmas present. So, yeah. Oh, shit. I could have gone out and gotten my mom's Christmas present. It's okay, it's fine. I'm too tired for that. Yeah, we also wanted to go see, like, the Akira. Oh my god, son. Akira. Yeah, we wanted to go see, like, the exhibition. But, tickets were all sold out, so we couldn't. So hopefully I get to see it, like, sometime soon. I'm gonna try getting tickets later. Yeah, so I can help my dad get, like, the things, the merch that he wants. Yeah. Oh, I love the song from Frozen because it doesn't fit in with the rest of the Frozen songs. Like, it doesn't fit in with the, like, the plot or anything. Like, this is, like, as a standalone song, Lost in the Woods, sounds like it's from, like, some pop punk band. Like, God knows when. Oh, emo songs, I love it. Anyway. Yeah, Tokyo Comic Con, and then, like, today I sent my dad off at the airport, and then came back home. So when I came back, the door manager saw me, and he was just like, oh, welcome back, and I was just like, hello, I'm back. And then, 5 minutes later, because, like, I changed all my clothes, I changed into, like, sweats and a hoodie, and I was, like, thinking, like, okay, I'm gonna be ugly now. I take the lift down with, like, my bags of laundry, and then he looks, and then he sees me, and I'm just like, hi, like, mildly awkward. Yeah, so he literally saw me go from like riches to rags and then rags to riches. Yeah, what's that? Yeah, I mean, nothing much has been happening. I got like an offer for... What the fuck is this? Okay, no, there was an email about like a winter party, so like, who knows? No, so, hey, no, oh, there it is. Yeah, so I got like an email from, oh my god, from like this like literary zine that I signed up for like a month ago, and then they got back to me and they were just like, hey, we want to take you in as an editor, and I'm just like, yeah, like, yeah, I want to do that. So when one of my concerns about like studying abroad was that like I might not even, because currently I'm studying about Japanese culture and everything, and it might not even be, it's not even like really related to like what I want to do in the future, which is like journalism and communications and shit. And like, and so my sister, like, she told me that it's just like, honestly, like, it really doesn't fucking matter like what you major in university. Or I mean, like, it does to some extent depending on like how specific you want your job to be, but like as a journalist or like as like a writer, like most of it comes from experience rather than like from going to courses. Like, sure, courses help, but it doesn't necessarily mean that like it's like the end game, you know? Like, it's not like you really really need it to do anything. And she was just like, yeah, like, honestly, like, I can major in history, and then now, like, you know, I'm writing for video games, so honestly, like, what's the correlation? And I was just like, okay, like, that's great. So I saw an opportunity to do this online, and I was just like, okay, sounds fun. So I went to go sign up and everything, and it's basically like a zine that features like works of like artists. So it's like people who write poetry, flash fiction, just want to submit like their paintings or like graphics and everything, like, you know, like, anyone can just submit, and then, you know, we'll help edit and like compile them all together and release them to the world. And honestly, that sounds like really fun. And even though it's not exactly like journalism where like I'm writing articles or anything, like, I do think that like it's really fun to like kind of just like get the hang of like editing in general, because like I'm kind of bad at editing. I'm quite bad at editing and writing. Like, I can write, but I just hate editing things, which, and this is kind of like a skill that I want to cultivate. Yeah, so I applied for that and a graphics designer position, and I got both. Yeah, so like the leaders of design were just like, oh, we were very impressed by like your graphic design, and I'm just like, I don't think you are, because like I've never really done graphic design. And like the article that I sent them like featured the work of another artist, so I'm pretty sure that's what they were referring to. So I just sent them an email to clarify that. I was just like, eh, like, just so you know, like, you know, the artworks that you see in this particular issue on my, all I did was like the layout as well as write the article for this. Like, I didn't really do anything else, you know, like, like the artworks are all hers. So like if you're referring, so if you thought that was like my work, I just want to let you know that it's not, you know. And like if you don't want me for like that kind of, how should I say, yeah, like if you don't want me for graphic design, like it's totally fine, I understand, because like honestly I don't even have Photoshop to begin with. Like yeah, like okay, so I have like a little project that I work on where like initially started out as like a Korean pop idol thing where I was very, where I saw like a bunch, a collection of pictures, and I was very like, woo, okay, I want to see this. And then yeah, so I started writing about Taehyung from BTS because like his like the aesthetics, like so pretty. So that was how like it birthed like this series, I guess. Yeah. And so I was like thinking like, you know, I don't think people really know like where he came from other than the fact that like he's from like a farm or whatever. So I'm gonna do some like intensive research, or as intensive as I could get with idols, you know. And then I kind of just like wrote like a whole article about him and his inspirations and his hobbies, and then like it did quite well, so I moved on to make more of like Stray Kids Hyunjin and Day6's Young K. And then I was thinking like, you know, I should expand myself out of like Korean artists as, and you know, why not I try interviewing like real people. And it was like completely different because like I had to create my own questions, and you know, I could do follow-up questions for like anything that I wasn't very sure of. And I was like working with so many artists, so like the first person I did was this girl called Nin. She is French, and you can find her on Tumblr under Blue Capsicum. Yeah, so that's blue, so blue, and capsicum, capsicum. And her artworks are so pretty, which is why I approached her, and I was just like, I want to write about you and your inspirations and like how you, you know, got to this, because I was genuinely interested in like what her art was like. And her story was so interesting, I tried to fit it all in as much as I could into like 10 pages or like 10, like, well, I tried my best to like put it all in, squeeze it all into it. Technically like 8 pages, like honestly. Yeah, because like the first two are just like the covers, so that was the thing. Yeah, and there were so many things that I wanted to talk about, and I had to like kind of like merge things in as well, so that like I could like cover like almost every aspect of her story. And honestly, like, she is so cool, and I don't even know how to express it to her. I don't think I've told her that like I think she's really cool, but. And you know, like reading about like her hardships, about like how she went to art school and then like ultimately ended up dropping out because like, you know, she just wasn't happy with like where her art was going with art school. Like she didn't feel as fulfilled as she did, which was something that I could relate, but I couldn't drop out of because like Asian parents. joking, I love my mom and dad. Yeah, so like reading about that, it's just like these are like hardships that, you know, people don't really notice when we view art. So I thought about like writing about it. Currently the next one I'm writing on is on my friend who is like, dude, I don't even know what he is. Like he boxes, he does like jujitsu, I don't even know. He's a fighter, as some might say. But like a legitimate fighter. Yeah, so I'm currently writing on him, and I'm not done yet because I haven't gone around to actually finishing it, so maybe I'll do so tonight, like after dinner. And yeah, so I got accepted for that. I mean, like, you know, I just wanted to like create my own magazine layouts and see where it goes. Okay, like I also ended up doing like another one for like Day6, but like I haven't updated it in a very long time because like there's only so much you can write. I mean, like there are a lot of things that I could possibly write, but still. I have to admit I'm being lazy. Like, I used to put in so much dedication to all this. Why am I not now? Because of university and all my readings. It's okay. I mean, like, technically I have tomorrow off. Like, well, I have tomorrow off starting at, like, noon. Because, like, I still have classes. I still have, like, Japanese class. Woo! But I have Wednesday off. So, I will try to finish, like, the issue on my friend. And then... I really need to do it. Like, this is so fun to write as well, because like I'm learning so many things about my friend which I never actually knew. I think that makes me a really bad friend. Like, I didn't know, like, he did half the stuff that, like, he wrote in his thing, and I'm just like, oh my god. So, yeah. Yeah, so. There's that. Yeah. Updates. I don't know. I met Rupert Grin, and then I got, like, really flustered, so I just said that, oh my god, I loved your performance in, like, the Lego House music video, and he was just like, okay, thank you so much, and I was just like, why did I say that, like, but to be very fair, like, the first time I watched, like, the music video for Lego House, I was just like, I think that's, isn't that, like, Ron from, like, Harry Potter, am I watching, like, an Ed Sheeran music video, and I'm just like, oh, do they just look very similar, and I realized that he was actually in it, and I was just like, oh my god, I'm a fool. So yeah, no. Interactions with Rupert Grint. I even have like a picture of him, and then we both just look very awkward. So honestly, oops. Yeah. I've been doing thoughts. No, I've been having thoughts on, like, you know, maybe I should do like my own like YouTube channel. I mean, technically I have one. I post like my videos, or rather like my fan made videos of like different songs and everything. You know, because I like that kind of shit. Yeah, but you know, I was like thinking, like, maybe I should do like Japan vlogs or whatever, like uni student life, that kind of stuff. And then I was just like, this is so fucking stupid. Or like, rather, like, I can't do that because I feel very awkward. Like, when I see myself on camera and talking, like, even just listening to myself talking right now, it's just like, hey. Like, that's disgusting. So I was thinking that, like, you know what, this is just my vlog. Like, washing machine learn is for me and for me only. I should get back into making music videos. I used to make such nice ones too. I mean, like, they aren't that great, but like, I mean, wait, oh, I really like this one. Yeah, like, I combined When You Love Someone from D6 and like clips from, shit, I don't remember what name the video was called, but it was a song from The Rose. Yeah, and like, I'm so proud of this because like it fit in the mood really well, and you know, like, it kind of just shows like the idea of like friends having fun together. And like, the song is generally about like, you know, when you love someone that you would do anything for them, and I think that can be applied to like a bunch of friends who really enjoy each other. That font at the end was fucking ugly. Yeah, so I was very proud of that, and I was very proud of like the one where I did of like Sorry with clips from D6's music video. Like, the timing on this, like the way like, it was from, like, editing videos that I finally realized that I was, like, a huge slut for, like, pairing, like, videos according to, like, sounds. So, okay, hold on. I'm gonna go back a bit. No. Okay, yeah, so you hear, like, that little dun-dun of the drum. So, at that point in time, I put the part where, like, Youngkae, like, looks up, and I'm just like, that satisfies me. And it's like, it's kind of nice to like pair lyrics with like visuals as well, because when Sungjin don't leave, like, Woo Sung literally says like, I'm sorry, and like, I'm sorry for leaving, you know? Yeah, and this very ending part, like, I cut to like another shot, I'm just like, oh damn, I'm like, damn, I'm a video editing genius! Oh my god. Oh, I did one on Love Scenario as well. I don't remember this one being very good, so. Yeah, the cuts on this one aren't that great. And that fade out is so ugly. Okay, I literally did this on like iMovie, okay, like. And one thing I must realize is that I don't really know how to edit videos. So all I did was like on iMovie, I was like, okay, I'll just pair them according to the song, you know. And then I started realizing that like each music video is like shot in like different frames. So it's like, you can have a letterbox, okay, but how like narrow that letterbox is, like, is different for every music video, and I'm just like, why make them consistent? Oh, I remember that I Loved You One being very nice, which was Bangtan and Day 6, and I was just like, this is some good shit, like. So at the end of that, like, in the Love Yourself, I think it was Love Yourself, like, sequence that Bangtan had put out, like, there's one shot of, like, the train passing by Jin, and then, like, it shows, like, a girl standing on the other side, and it slowly, like, focuses on her. So the end of, like, the... And it ends with, like, that focus on her, and I'm just like... Damn, I timed it so well. Like, I'm so proud of myself. Yeah, I should go back to making videos. So I should try and find some nice ones. I think... Oh no, I don't think it's on this laptop anymore. But if I'm not wrong, I did one of like Vix and Blood, Sweat and Tears. Please tell me I still have it. Please. I don't think I do. I really don't think I do. Some bad news. And I love that music video. No way. No. No way. No way. No way. Wait, wait, wait. Oh my god, it's actually no longer here. What? 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 Oh, no, no, no. Wait. I might have it. I have it, I have it. Oh my god. Yeah, so I combined Vic's Shangri-La with Bangtan's Blood, Sweat and Tears of Pitam Nunu. But I can never say that right, so I'm just never gonna say it. Though I said it once, but you know. I'm so proud of myself for like that very last shot, because like, okay, what happened was that okay, it's like Ravi's hand going down to like pick up like the silver apple. I think it was silver, or was it golden? I don't know, I have like short-term memory. Okay, yeah, it was silver, and I remember I took it from like two different clips showing the same thing, and then like I had to merge them like really carefully, like to like not even just like the seconds, okay, it's like the thing like before the seconds, the thing that make up seconds, and of like just like him taking it so that it will look smooth. And now that I'm looking at it, I'm just like, damn, I can't believe I did that. And also like the mood of like Blood, Sweat and Tears teaser is so good, like, damn bitch. Okay, anyway, I need to continue the song because after this I have one more song left. Yeah, so I mean, I kind of have like I have time off later. But I might want to hang out with my dorm mates because like, I haven't seen them for like the whole weekend. I haven't seen them since like Thursday, so like, should probably go see them. Yeah, I'm also currently working on like an article. Like, I'm doing like a music video review of like Super Junior Songmin. Yeah, and like his solo. So I'm writing for that. I'm waiting for like literary design people to get back to me on like my graphic design position, because oops. I don't know, am I like more into graphic design, or am I more into like writing, editing? I don't know, I kind of want to learn about graphic design, so I think I might try that. I don't know, we'll see. Or maybe I'll think of like the editor position and then like ask people for help on graphic design. Yeah, so that's that. Yeah, what else? Edit videos, probably, what yeah, do my friend's issue of that thing, beg my friends for pictures for like upcoming issues so I can do them whenever I can. Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah, that's about it. But yeah, I've been like really tired, like mentally, emotionally, physically, you know, so like next couple of days, since like I don't really have much going on other than my Japanese class, like I'm just gonna take that time for myself, you know. Like last Sunday, I think I initially wanted to study. I had created a very packed study schedule with all my classes and everything and the things that I needed to do for like the past week and a half, and on Sunday I actually had like a lot more things to do, and I decided that like, you know what, fuck it, I'm not gonna do it. So I ended up going out to, yeah, I went to Ueno and I don't remember where else I went, but I went out and I basically like took that time to like, you know, like just for myself as opposed to like staying at home and being like sad. Yeah, because I think it was on Monday, whether it was like last Monday or 2 weeks ago, but like it was, yeah, it was just horrible. Like classes were cancelled and I didn't have any dance practice. And I was thinking like, okay, you know what, I'll be like productive and all that kind of stuff. And then I don't know, I think I started the day out wrong, like because I had missed breakfast. And then like after showering I was just like, okay, no, I'll do work, and then like work just never happened. And I ended up sleeping from like 12 all the way till like 7. And then I went out for dinner and then I came back up, and then I kind of just like, I don't know, it wasn't a very good time. Yeah. So I decided to, so I was, yeah, no, oh wait. Yeah, I think that was last Monday, I think. I'm not very sure. No, not last Monday. That couldn't have been last Monday. Was it last Monday? Maybe it was last Monday. Yeah, maybe, no, or 2 Mondays ago. I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, like it was horrible. No, I just didn't want to do anything at all. And I think I was starting to feel a bit, not say burnt out, but like I just felt like extremely tired. So yeah. And now like I was studying really hard for like the exams. So like by the time the exams were done, I was like already like very mentally and emotionally drained. Or like not very emotionally drained. Like I guess like it was drained like by half, and then going to Comic Con kind of like depleted all of my energy, you know, and spending time with my dad. Like, I mean, I really enjoyed it, but it was also because it was after an exam, so I wasn't like fully like energized to properly interact with people, and you know, like I didn't really have time for myself. Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully, like, you know, next time like my parents do come, like it wouldn't be during, or like after an exam, immediately after an exam, because like, I do need like time to like recharge. So yeah. Okay, and that's a repeat. So I'm just gonna end it here on like a pretty good note. Self-care, very important. It's okay to have emo hours. I have a lot of things to do for myself, like for the next 3 days, or like the next 2 days. And that'll be fine. And I'm getting hungry, so I'm gonna go for dinner. I think we're having like beef bowls there, so that'll be fun. Okay, yeah, so this has been Washing Machine Lint 7, not 6, but 7. So, yep. Okay, bye.